you and I were at the first Passover, we would have to make an adjustment. Because how many know the picture called the Last Supper?
Amen.
How many of you are familiar with it? Put your hand way up. It's totally wrong. The reason for that is there's no kids in it. And there's no women. And without women and kids, you don't have a Passover feast. And I'm not trying to be critical. I'm just trying to erase some of the religious focus that we have, that we've built, and sometimes was built into us. And yesterday when I was at the leaders' meeting, there was a word to that effect, how much unlearning we need to do. How much of the traditions of men have been built into our hearts? And we're deceived because of lack of knowledge. Last month, I was exposed to a gentleman from Tennessee. You say, well, why would God expose you to a man from Tennessee? Because I needed it. So God may put somebody in your heart or in your mind or in your experience from halfway across the country to kind of push some buttons on you. Well, these are the buttons that he pushed. And I want to share a couple of them with you, so that you can have an understanding of who you are in Christ and who the real Christ is. So this is going to take a couple minutes, but I want to touch this because, again, it shows you how we need to be changed from what we were to what we need to learn from the Word and not from people's opinions. People's opinions are a dime a dozen. How many know? This gentleman pointed out a fact that I had believed for years. How many of you believe that Jesus was a carpenter? Put your hand up. Put your hand way up if you believe it. All right, you got a good look? Did you look around? How many hands are up? Okay. I can tell you that that was the opinion of the people in his town. But it was not what Jesus declared about himself. They called him Rabbi, or Rabboni, teacher. And he pointed out to some facts that kind of shake your tree, because these facts take all this carpentry stuff right out of the picture. Because in order to become a rabbi, you had to go to school from the time you were 5 to the time you were 10. And from that time on, you had to learn the first 5 books of the Bible by heart. So by 10 years old, you knew it by heart. Then you graduated to an upper level. And for the next 4 years, you would learn more of the scripture of the Old Covenant. Plus, there was a graduating point where you would be tested by the rabbis and you would be taken higher if you were the best of the best. Because the ones that didn't know or didn't qualify got thrown back into whatever family they came from. Are you hearing? All right. I could give you all these facts and figures and scriptures, but what I'm asking you to do is say, Lord, let me understand who my leader is. Who am I serving? Am I serving a carpenter's son? Yes. But the son became a rabbi. It says in the scripture that he came and he taught in the synagogues. Do you let a carpenter teach in the synagogues? No. That's not the way it works. They trusted those who knew the word. Okay? And when he went to do that Passover feast, I am absolutely convinced he wasn't going to take any shortcuts. And I could go on and give you more. But what I'm getting at is, ask the Holy Spirit to put a new understanding of who you are following. You're following a man that became a rabbi or a teacher in Israel with the best of the best teaching him.
Amen.
Now, I also had a question because this man brought out something that I had a question on years ago. How come Peter, being a great businessman, very successful, would leave his wife and kids and follow this carpenter for 3.5 years? I mean, what has this guy got? Well, what he had was he had become the best of the best of the best. And he had an anointing that would release healing to the broken. And Peter wanted some of that. You got it? I'm going to ask you to step out in faith right now. There was one thing that he also allowed to be broken. And that was that the circle of life that he fed the men that were within him and with the group. He let a woman in.
Amen.
Anybody know her name?
Yes.
What's her name?
Oh, don't know.
Mary Magdalene? Yes. And she was a woman with a reputation. And she was allowed to come into the inner circle and come to his feet to be taught. Come on, ladies.
Come on, man.
Would you women stand up, please?
Amen.
Let the guys sit down right now. Women, stand up. Lift your hands to him. Say, I qualify.
I qualify.
For the inner circle of life.
For the inner circle of life.
And I've laid down my life.
And I've laid down my life.
And I can bend down.
And I can bend down.
At the feet of Jesus.
At the feet of Jesus.
Who's my teacher?
Who's my teacher?
He's my rabbi.
He's my rabbi.
He's my Lord.
He's my
king.
He's my king.
And I'm going to be like him.
And I'm going to be like him.
I can break bread too.
I can break bread too.
I can lift up the cup.
I can lift up the cup.
And I can break the traditions.
And I can break the traditions.
Today.
Today.
I'm not serving a carpenter's son.
I'm not serving a carpenter's son.
With a carpenter himself.
With the carpenter himself.
I am serving the Most High God.
I am serving the Most High God.
Inside of the flesh of Jesus Christ.
Inside of the flesh.
Because the fullness of the Father was in him.
Because the fullness of the Father was in him.
He radiated life.
He radiated life.
Not death.
Not death.
He radiated compassion.
He radiated compassion.
And mercy.
And mercy.
And healing.
And healing.
For all the broken.
For all the broken.
And if there was a devil around, he cast it out.
And if there was a devil around, he cast it out.
Even of the women.
Even of the women.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We break bread today.
We break bread today.
Together.
Together.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Don't sit down yet.
Whoops.
Don't sit down. Go. Come on, young lady. Break the bread with me. Say, this is the Passover feast.
This is the Passover feast.
And we are breaking the bread.
And we are breaking the bread.
Like Jesus said.
Like Jesus said.
And women are included.
And women are included.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This is the bread of life.
This is the bread of life.
He was broken for me.
He was broken for me.
So that I could come to life.
So that I could come to life.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When I feed on this bread.
When I feed on this bread.
I'm not going to die.
I'm not going to die.
I'm going to live.
I'm going to live.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We lift up the cup.
Together.
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 Men and women together.
Men and women together.
Celebrate.
Celebrate.
This incredible Passover feast.
This incredible Passover feast.
Let it rub off in me.
Let it rub off in me.
Everything that needs to go.
Everything that needs to go.
And let it build in me.
And let it build in me.
Everything that I need for life.
Everything that I need for life.
His flesh.
His flesh.
His blood.
His blood.
To change.
To change.
To transform.
To transform.
To create.
To create.
All that I need.
All that I need.
For his glory.
For his glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Everyone is received.
Everyone is received.
No one is rejected.
No one is rejected.
And that includes the women in my life.
And that includes the women in my life.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, give the Lord a clap offering. Time for the ladies to come to life. Hallelujah.
Come on.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We didn't wait for Mother's Day because some of you aren't mothers. But you qualify mothers in the spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Father, I want to lift up our country. I want to lift up our president and all the men and women that serve all of, over the United States, and especially for Israel and Korea. Yes. Father, that you would take care of the Middle East, and you would take care of the Syrians that are being slaughtered. Father, that you would have your hand upon those that need to be saved and transformed by the power of your living blood. I give this all to you, Lord. I know you're big enough to handle it. Amen?
Amen.
And the Muslims that are deceived, let them come to life, Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Stay obedient now. The table is open.
Okay, if you'll bow your heads, we'll run to the Lord. Father, we come before you this morning and we are asking for your grace, for your blessing upon this word, because I believe you gave me this word so that life would come in to a deeper level, in Jesus' name. I want you to come to the word in Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5. Now, there's a lot of meat in this entire chapter, so I would recommend that you look at it and really let the Holy Spirit open it up to you. How many of you were brought up in a legalistic household where you could not do and did not touch? And okay. So I know your background. Cat's out of the bag. It doesn't work well with this first scripture. Galatians 5:1. I'm going to be using the Amplified periodically, so bear with me. There's a reason. The Amplified says, "In this freedom Christ has made us free, completely liberated us. Stand fast then and do not be hampered and help ensnared and submit again to a yoke of slavery which you have once put off." Again, I repeat. The NIV says it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. How do you re-establish slavery? Romans 6:16 says, "To whom you submit to, you become a slave to." Slavery is also connected to fear. And when you're constantly fearing abuse or again, judgment or criticalness, you literally buckle. Your belly just kind of gets hit. Anybody know what I'm talking about?
Amen. Oh, yeah.
You lose your leg muscles. Anybody know? How many of you know what I'm feeling? How many of you can describe? Yes, I've been there. Thank you. You understand. And the entire world lives in that system. You say it's happening in Japan and in China and in Korea? Yes. And it happens here. Amen? So once you have tasted freedom, if somebody starts to put it on you, what are you going to do? You're going to overcome. By the blood of the Lamb and the words of your testimony. If you do not speak those words, you're going to stay crippled. There are times that somebody may come to you and say, "I demand this and this from you." You can also say, "It's your opinion, I respect your opinion, but I don't agree." Amen. I respect your opinion, but I do not agree. Close your eyes right now. Because some of you, I just hit you pretty hard. Because you've never stood your ground. You've always went back into slavery. So keep your eyes closed, put one hand over your heart. Say, from this day forward.
From this day forward.
I will declare.
I will declare.
That Jesus gave me freedom.
That Jesus gave me freedom.
His blood has washed away.
His blood has washed away.
All the condemnation.
All the condemnation.
And the self-condemnation.
And the self-condemnation.
That I put myself in.
That I put myself in.
And that I agreed with. Today I break that agreement.
Today I break that agreement.
And I'm going to walk in freedom.
And I'm going to walk in freedom.
Freedom from fear.
Freedom from fear.
Freedom from enslavement.
Freedom from enslavement.
By his stripes.
By his stripes.
I receive that healing now.
I receive that healing now.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I will not be bound again.
I will not be bound again.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I am keeping my freedom. And for those who try to put this legalism on me,
and for those who try to put this legalism on me,
and this law on me,
and this law on me,
I will respect their decision.
I will respect their decision.
They can do whatever they want.
They can do whatever.
But it's not for me.
But it's not for me.
The spirit of grace is inside of me.
The spirit of grace is inside of me.
And he's fully alive.
And he's fully alive.
And he's manifesting.
And he's manifesting.
Right now.
Right now.
Grace to my heart.
Grace to my soul.
Grace to my soul. Grace to my mind.
Grace to my mind.
Grace to my body.
Grace to my body.
How many of you can feel the heat? How many of you can feel the heat? Put your hand way up. Why? Because you're to walk in that freedom. You're not to live under the anointing of fear and torment. God did not give you a spirit of fear. 2 Timothy 1:7. God did not give you a spirit of fear. He gave you power, love, and a sound mind. Did anybody notice that somebody took over? Okay. We only got one verse. We got a whole chapter. We'll be here till tomorrow.
All right.
Hallelujah. Verse 2. Notice it is I, Paul, who tell you that if you receive circumcision, Christ will be of no profit or advantage or avail to you. Or if you distrust him, you can gain nothing from him. Whew. At that day, circumcision was required by a great deal of the church because they were stuck with the old pattern. And Paul said, you can keep on going and go right back into slavery. It's perfectly okay by me. But don't complain to me if you have a problem. You say there was division in the church at that time? Yes. Is there going to be division here and now? Yes. There's a reason for it. He wants to clean the house. And he's going to clean the house. Verse 3. I once more protest and testify to every man who receives circumcision that he is under obligation and bound to practice the whole of the law and its ordinances. You want to go back to the Ten Commandments? Go right ahead. Have a party. But you're going to be bound by it. Matthew 18:18. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. It's you that's in the control room. You can be bound by all the legalism you want and enjoy the slavery. It's up to you. But if you bind yourself to the bottomless area of love, the heart of love and the arms of love of Christ, you're not going to be a slave. You're going to be a free man or a free woman. Oh, but you say, how do I get out of the old pattern? By grace. And by grace alone. And who do you need to give grace to? Yourself. Oh, come on. You guys are all sleeping. Look at your neighbor, say, don't just give grace to me, give me some. I'm giving me more than I've ever had. Amen? All right. Yeah, keep it to yourself. Good, good idea. Keep it to yourself. Don't give any way. Huh? Start with you.
Don't give it to me.
The girls are at it again. They're tasting their new freedom.
I like to give the
Verse 4. If you seek to be justified and declared righteous and to be given a right standing with God through the law, you are brought
to nothing and so separated, severed from Christ. You sever yourself from the anointing. You have fallen away from grace. You go back into the legalism, you walk away from grace. From God's gracious favor and unmerited blessing. How many want his favor and his blessings? Amen. Then go back under the law and you cut it all off. You go back into guilt and condemnation and you'll get nothing from God. Oh my God, what are you telling me? I'm going to have to change? Yes. That's the whole idea. It's the whole idea to come out of where you've been. Do you want to go back into where you used to live? Thank you. And you expect to do it by works? You've got a fool for a leader. I'm serious. If you think you're going to do it by your own self, you have a fool for a leader. If you trust the Holy Spirit to do a work in you, to cleanse you, and to heal and set you free, you've got a master and a God. Yes, a God in the house.
Amen.
Who is the Holy Ghost? He's the God in your house.
I just heard he's your Mr. Clean.
He is Mr. Clean. Yes. He's your Mr. Clean. Mm-mm-mm. Verse 5, for we not relying on the law, through the Holy Spirit, help by faith, anticipate and wait for the blessings. And good for which our righteousness and right standing with God, our conformity to his will and purpose through an action causes us to hope. So you come back into hope when you go backwards and you say, okay, God, I don't know how you're going to do this with me, but you're going to recreate hope in me so that I have a future. Verse 6. For if we are in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision counts for anything. But only faith activated and energized and expressed and working through love. Working through what?
Love.
Through love. If it works through the law, you're going to expect and give out justice. And you'll want a pound of justice for every injustice that was done to you. Yes or no? He treated me roughly, so I'll treat them back. I'll teach them how to live. Come on, women.
That's right. Come on.
Yes,
you're
amen.
Preaching.
Gentlemen, how many of you got abused? Emotionally, physically, whatever. And you didn't respond with anger. Come on. You're human too. Every time that comes at you and you decide to retaliate, you're out of what? You're out of love. You're out of love. Love says, I hardly see what they do it wrong. I've got a list for you of what they did wrong to me. But it's not a good list. It should be burnt quickly. Because again, you don't want to go back into slavery, do you? Okay, so the purpose of letting you see where you've been is so that you can get the Holy Spirit. Who is that fire? He is the living fire that Moses saw. It didn't consume, but it burnt the garbage.
Amen.
And he's burning the garbage in you and I. It says that, I believe it's John the Baptist who was baptizing Jesus, said, the one that's coming will baptize you in the Spirit and in fire.
Amen.
Huh. The church has never tasted that fire, except for very few. And now it's the season for his fire to come. He's going to burn the garbage and he's going to keep the good. He's doing it. Give him a chance to continue. Choose to let him do it. Verse 7. You were running the race nobly. Who has interfered, hindered, and stopped you from heeding and following the truth? This evil persuasion is not from him who called you, who invited you to freedom in Christ. See, freedom in the anointing is for everyday living. I know I'm preaching. you know what? I'm not just preaching to you. I'm preaching to me. I'm preaching to me so that I can go the next level. Oh, you say, you should have it all put together. Guess what? I've got a lot of things put together, but I ain't always right. Okay? How do you think I've had compassion for you guys? Because I had to give compassion and mercy to me first. Amen. I had to give grace to me first. I had to understand what it's like to be broken. Otherwise, I wouldn't be able to handle some of you.
Amen. Amen.
I'm serious.
Amen.
You say, oh, I love your job. No, you wouldn't want the training.
Amen.
Would you like some of my training? No, God bless you. Have it.
No, thank you.
No, thank you. You got enough of your own?
Yep. Amen.
Say, God's an expert.
God's an expert.
He'll give me what I need.
For
my part of the body of Christ.
So get a clue.
Yes, he's working on you. But he's working on me too. A special work. Hallelujah. Okay. I'm going to skip because you've almost got your limit. Okay? I'm going to skip to verse 13. Verse 13. You can catch the rest of this at home. You, my brothers, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge the sinful nature. Rather, serve one another in love. Hear me. Serve. The entire law is submitted, is summed up in a single command. Love your neighbor as yourself. 15 should have a big circle around it for you and for me. If you keep biting and devouring each other, watch out or you will be destroyed by each other.
Jesus.
You don't need a devil on the job. It's your mouth that'll get you in trouble.
Amen.
Oh, come on. You guys don't have a mouth.
Amen.
How many of you have a mouth?
Amen.
Thank you. Devouring each other comes with the mouth.
Amen.
Okay? And I could take you to James chapter 3 and preach another hour. But you wouldn't like it. Because I'd be making you accountable. And I'm just trying to tell you, trust him. Trust the Spirit within you. You're going to make mistakes. It's okay. It's to run back to him that's important. Amen?
Amen.
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 Close your Bibles. Say, God has a plan for me.
God has a plan for me.
It's a plan of salvation.
It's a plan of salvation.
It's a plan of freedom.
Plan of freedom.
The legalism of my past
is
going beneath my feet today.
And
I don't want to live there anymore. I'm going to remain in freedom.
I'm going to remain in freedom.
And I'm starting to love myself. So I can love my neighbor.
It starts with me.
Pour more love into me.
For myself.
Because it's a brand new place to live.
And
it's a brand new place to walk.
And
I can do it.
I can do it.
In Christ Jesus.
In Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen.